Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. There's a doctor and some other doctors, just not just one, but several, who believe that crazy glue, believe it or not, the substance that we all know as crazy glue, contains certain bonding chemicals which are similar to ones that are used in healing skin in surgery. Using crazy glue is getting a little crazier. Marketed to fix cracked ceramics or torn leather and plastic, the high-powered adhesive is now being recommended by dermatologists to seal tears in human skin. Although the packaging on Elmer's products, Crazy Glue, specifically warns against contact with skin, an increasing number of dermatologists nevertheless are recommending the glue for patients suffering from small lacerations, such as paper cuts, or even more serious skin splints resulting from chapping or eczema. You know, this is funny that they've got this, because we read of the story in Corona, I don't know if you saw it or not, of the guy who is contemplating a lawsuit against Quentin Tarantino, and who is the maker of Reservoir Dogs, about the there is a scene in that film, if you've seen Reservoir Dogs, where a group of gangsters are on their way to some kind of a meeting, and they are talking amongst themselves about a story they heard whereby a woman, an angry woman, crazy glued, and if you have any children in the car, if you have any people who are sensitive, would you please get them away from the radio right now, please, all right? Any children in the car, turn the radio off. Any kids in the room, either turn your radio off or get the kids away from the radio, all right? I'm giving you fair warning right now. You got 5 seconds to get the kids away from the radio. 2, 1, okay. The story goes that the woman crazy glued her boyfriend's penis to his stomach. Do you have that guy on the line right now, Mike? Because I know we've been trying to get in touch with Mr. Bozell all day from Corona, California. How are you, sir? Okay, is he there? Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm doing real good.
All right, Steve, you're a business owner?
Yes, sir.
And you are contemplating some action against Mr. Tarantino?
Yes, sir, I am. Mr. Tarantino is a great storyteller, and he's a Hollywood producer and director, but like all Hollywood producers and directors, I think that he is schooled in manipulating people. I think that Mr. Tarantino, is my opinion, does use some subliminal messaging and uses the kind of subliminal messaging I think is essentially dangerous and can hurt people. I do believe that I was injured.
What happened? Your wife and kids were out shopping one evening, right? And you told my producer that your wife and kids were out either shopping or picking up summer school supplies.
Yeah, they were there at the grocery shopping, and I was watching the Quentin Tarantino film, Reservoir Dogs. It's a film that I cannot watch with the kids in the house.
All right, Reservoir Dogs is a movie a lot of us are familiar with. The film starring Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel and Tim Roth about, as you mentioned, Mr. Henry, gangsters who rob a jewelry store, and a jewelry store heist that goes wrong. In the film, as you mentioned, they tell a story about a woman who was so angry at her husband that she crazy glued his penis to his stomach.
Now, this was a humorous story that they were telling as they're driving to this meeting. And, in fact, I think at one point he says the guy had to stand on his head to go to the bathroom. And
yeah, it is very humorous. That story, though, sounded so outrageous, and I thought it would be curious to see if it could happen. And I was laying around. I did not have my pants on at the time because I was in the house. The children were not there. So I had on a dress shirt and no pants. And we have a tube of crazy glue in a desk drawer in the kitchen.
So my understanding is you tried this, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, now here's the question that I have before you go on. Why would you do something like that?
Well, the story sounded completely incredible. I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah, but I know. But if the story sounded incredible...
Because the story was fictitious, Mr. Henry, I felt that they were making it up and that it was not possible.
Okay, I hear you. But because the story is fictitious and they're making it up, then why would you try it if it can't possibly happen? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's why I said to you that Mr. Tarantino is a great storyteller, and this is how Hollywood can get you caught in the cogs of their machine. Yes, I tried it, but by the same token, I believe I was manipulated into doing it by some kind of what I think was backward masking or subliminal messaging to give my penis, to glue my penis to my stomach. And Mr. Tarantino, I think, has...
You think that there was backward masking in the film?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why?
My attorney, Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, has played this film over and over. We think that we have detected some kind of subliminal messaging that was involved in that scene. Mr. Tarantino has a fixation on a penis. I mean, that's what he was talking about in the movie. And I think he's known as a promoter of this kind of thing. So
So let's back up, Mr. Bozell. You crazy glued your own penis to your stomach. Is that right?
Again, sir, I did not know this being a fictitious film that this was possible. I did not know.
Well, you knew that you were dealing with crazy glue.
I knew I was dealing with crazy glue. I did not know that it would have the kind of adhesive effect that they were talking about. I felt compelled to test the theory because I do believe that that's the kind of manipulation that Hollywood does. I think there was some backward masking, and I am contemplating a lawsuit against Mr. Tarantino and against the producers of that film for manipulating me into gluing my penis to my stomach and to causing me severe physical damage. My wife came home, and I did try to communicate to her the situation that my penis was glued to my stomach and that we had at best get to an emergency room. She began laughing very loudly. My attorney told me to write down exactly what was said next. She said to the children, and I'm quoting directly from my notes, "You need to go next door to the Hutchins. I have to take Elmer to the emergency room." End quote. I was humiliated.
But by saying I have to take Elmer to the emergency room, meaning Elmer's glue.
That is my understanding.
Okay.
The Elmer's, that's what I thought it was.
All right, we're talking to Steve Bozell, who watched the film Reservoir Dogs. In the film, in Reservoir Dogs, if you've seen it, they talk about a woman who crazy glued her boyfriend's penis to his stomach. And again, if you have children in the room or you have anybody who is sensitive to this kind of subject matter, suggest that they not listen for the next hour or so. Mr. Bozell is telling us that he tried and was successful, I guess, in crazy gluing his own penis to his stomach. As the result, you were taken to the emergency room. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What was the upshot there at the emergency room? And let me give our phone number.
Well, Phil.
Hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead.
Phil, my wife took me to the emergency room, and I was wheeled into an examination room. There was a nurse there. She was very attractive. This caused severe discomfort and inflammation because now my penis was expanding exponentially, and that created not only discomfort but jokes from the doctor. My attorney told me to write down also what he said.
What did the doctor say?
The doctor said to me, quote, "Interesting choice of lubricant, sir." I was humiliated. In front of not only my children and my wife, but also every person in that emergency room.
Yes, sir. So suing Quentin Tarantino and the manufacturers of crazy glue for what?
I'm suing Quentin Tarantino for reckless endangerment, alienation of affections.
The alienation of your wife's affections?
Yes, sir. Because of the fact that...
Well, because she was laughing? You think your wife doesn't love you, or...?
Well, because she was compelled to humiliate me in front of my children by laughing at it. And I believe that that was done by Mr. Tarantino. Dr. Zhao-Yi Tang, who was the doctor on call in the emergency room at the Corona Urgent Medical Center, and the Crazy Glue Company for not properly printing warnings that tell you not to glue your penis to your stomach. And that is...
And that's what you're suing him for?
Yes, sir, that's what I'm doing. And I had heard about the Reservoir Dogs movie causing some kids to hurt somebody in England, too. So I think the film, obviously, is dangerous.
Let me go to the other side of this for a minute. The movie Reservoir Dogs, like so many other films of violent content, is indicted often for influencing people's behavior. And I don't know which side of the fence you stand on in that debate, but certainly there are those who say that if you had any sense...
Well, I would not want you to go down that road with me, okay?
I'm not going to indict your intelligence, but to glue your own penis to your stomach because you saw a movie...
We have ample opportunity, Mr. Henry, in our society to see how films and television affect all kinds of people. and there is this kind of backward masking thing.
Well, you don't have any proof that they backward masked. What do you think they backward masking, for those of you who don't know, by the way, is inserting a message backward into the audio track, either of a record or a film. Now, what do you think that they said?
Well, my attorney feels that she heard the words, glue your penis to your stomach, or something to that effect. Because of it.
They backward masked into the movie, glue your penis to your stomach.
That's what my attorney tells me.
Are you buying that?
What I do know is that...
No, seriously, are you buying that backward masking thing or not?
I don't know, Mr. Henry. What I do know, though, is that I was subjected to a master storyteller and a master manipulator, Mr. Quentin Tarantino, and the Hollywood machinery that can affect behavior. And we have seen this many times before with a lot of the rock music messaging.
Well, we've had instances where, for instance, in the Judas Priest trial of some 10 or 12 years ago, they were accused of exhorting kids to go out and kill themselves. We've had instances, I think, where Alice Cooper was accused of causing the death of a young person. Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs has come under attack for its violent content, I think, in Great Britain. But I have not heard of anybody accusing him of making them go out and glue their own penis to their stomach because of that scene, okay? You know that.
No, I know that the film is known for its violent content, and
it is known for its violent content. That thing about gluing your own penis to your stomach—that was a joke that they were telling in the car. And yet you say,
"Sir, all I know is what my attorney has asked me to write down, and what I am contemplating going into Superior Court with." And that is that I was ridiculed, I was caused bodily harm, and that my wife and my children ridiculed me as a result of this.
All right, and you don't think that you have any culpability in this?
I do not believe they should put anything in a film that's going to cause you to go and glue your penis to your stomach if they do not wish for that to happen. And
all right, your attorney has, I've talked to Mrs. Blazingame, has told me that you're very emotional about this. We'll take a break. There's the story. Stephen Bozell, he's a construction contractor from Corona, California. He watched the film Reservoir Dogs as they're driving. In the film, the scene where the crooks are driving to their meeting, they're telling the story of a girl who got so mad at her boyfriend, she crazy glued his penis to his stomach, and Mr. Bozell tried it, and it happened, and he had to go to an emergency room. He feels, by the way, that the movie was so outlandish and fantastic that it wasn't really going to happen, and yet he feels he was manipulated into it. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell, who's a business owner in Corona, California, and is contemplating a lawsuit against Quentin Tarantino as well as the Crazy Glue Company, because in the film Reservoir Dogs, they talk about a woman so angry at her boyfriend that she crazy glued his member, or his manhood, if you will, to his stomach. Mr. Bozell was watching this film. Did you say you were laying around without your pants on, right?
Well, you know, I was in my own home. My wife had the kids out.
I understand that, but you were at home watching Reservoir Dogs. You said you had on a dress shirt, and what else?
I had on a dress shirt and some socks.
And no pants.
That's correct.
All right, so then you took some crazy glue after hearing this on the film and did this to yourself, right?
Well, again, I thought that I was...
No, I understand. You thought you were hearing something fictitious that could never happen, but that's what you did.
That is correct. Yes, sir. And I think that I was manipulated into that by the movie makers, who should have known that what they were suggesting was something that could be very dangerous.
Now, you went into the hospital. What was the end result?
They were able to eventually, you know, extract it or, you know, get it loose using acetone, which is a solvent.
Okay, some kind of a solvent that dissolved it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can I ask you something, Steve? How old are you?
I'm 38 years old. And, I'm a business owner, I'm a father, and I'm a responsible man.
No, I understand that, but I anticipate that somebody may ask you about the relative responsibility you might feel being your age, okay?
Mr. Henry, I feel total responsibility for my actions. I think that Mr. Tarantino should be responsible for his movie.
All right, here is Thousand Oaks on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
I just think what I'm hearing is ridiculous. The man should be responsible for himself. He's a business owner. I'm sure he's seen a million movies where people drive cars off cliffs, do things of that sort.
That's
he didn't
correct.
Do any of that.
That
I think he set him up for a lawsuit.
But you know that you can die if you drive a car off of a cliff. I didn't know that crazy glue, I could crazy glue my own, you know.
Man, I've been using this stuff for 20 years, and I know darn well I wouldn't even put my thumb to my finger with the stuff.
But have you, have you seen the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Yes, I have, and okay. I laughed at that part, and I certainly wouldn't try that or anything else with crazy glue that wasn't putting a piece of ceramic together, etc.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why would you not try that?
Because
you know
very
that
foolish,
that movie
and I
is.
Also wouldn't be trying to set up a company for a lawsuit by trying something that I know I can probably get out of, but boy, can I be so happy like the lady at McDonald's who did it for coffee because she wasn't responsible.
Well, you know, one of the things about the lady at McDonald's, she had a point, in my opinion, because, you know, coffee shouldn't be dropped in your lap if it's of an unsafe temperature, but crazy glue.
Well, sir, again, it was in a fictitious movie, okay? So there is no knowing whether or not you could actually glue your thing to your stomach or not.
You mean to tell me you've never used crazy glue?
And well,
you've
we have it in the house. We have,
you have it in the house.
Yes, sir.
You know darn well this stuff is dangerous. Read the label.
It's dangerous.
Read the label. I'm on here.
It's dangerous about that, but it doesn't say anything about gluing your thing to your leg or anything like that, okay?
It certainly doesn't, because I don't think it has to, my friend. I think common sense dictates, and you're a business owner,
yes, sir.
Not an uneducated man. I'm very ashamed of you.
Well, sir,
Our society needs to get healthier, not worse.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I think that the Quentin Tarantinos of the world need to put it into their movie that you shouldn't try to glue, you know, I mean, all I'm saying...
What is Tarantino going to do at the end of the movie? Have a disclaimer, don't glue your thing to your stomach?
I mean, there you go. I agree with you. Every movie's going to have every disclaimer. We better stop just doing anything and sitting at home.
Well, I disagree with you. I think that Mr. Tarantino knows full well that there's probably fully educated people out there that would at least want to try to glue it to their stomach. Like, what
I
about
bet you're the only one listening to this show that ever tried it? It's not about the
women.
Respect.
Well, he said that a woman did it to her boyfriend, and he had to. And I thought it was very funny. He had to go to the bathroom standing on his head. Okay.
I think
so what are you saying?
What happen in movies that are for entertainment's
right.
sake?
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Hang on, Steve. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449. Oh, no, wait a minute. We don't have to break yet. Sorry. Let's go over to Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm going to say the woman glued a rage or a joke.
It was a joke in a movie, so it probably never happened.
But what would
that's my point. That's my point. It never did happen.
But what would possess a man, if you've ever dealt with crazy glue, you stick it to your hand, it sticks, and it hurts. Why would you do that to something?
Ma'am, I had never stuck crazy glue on my hand on purpose before. I knew that it was a good bonding agent, but I had never stuck it on my hand before.
Right.
Now,
so,
in the movie, when I was watching the movie, these characters were talking about a girl who glued, you know, her boyfriend's thing to his stomach. And I said, well, that's got to be crazy because I don't think that's possible. And so
you tried it. So why did you try it?
Because,
right.
Because I feel that that's what Hollywood does.
So because you tried it, you're now going to turn around and sue someone because you were displeased with what happened, how it all came about. It turned into a negative. So now you're going to...
Well, ma'am, if I hadn't been harmed, I was harmed, and I was subjected to undue humiliation when my wife calls me Elmer, which I guess you don't think that that's bad, but that was in front of my children. My doctor says interesting choice of lubricant and all kinds of humiliation.
I would be so embarrassed if I were you.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Well, I'm going to have to go with a common sense. A person with any sense at all would not stick crazy because you're embarrassed. You're going to sue someone. How do you stand in front of them and justify doing that?
Mr. Quentin Tarantino should never haven't been able to glue your thing to your stomach in his movie if he didn't think people was going to try it.
All right. Thank you for your call. By the way, the word don't use that word anymore, folks, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Let's have a use of euphemism, I think, is the thing that I'm looking for here. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. In the film Reservoir Dogs, a story is told by the gangsters that a woman they know got so angry at her boyfriend, she took crazy glue and she glued the guy's manhood to his stomach. Well, our caller, our guest here, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, was watching that film one night and tried it, and it worked. It actually glued the thing there, and you were rushed to an emergency hospital. That right, Steve? Or
well, first of all, I wouldn't say that I was rushed. My wife had, thought it was real funny, even though I was in the examining room, and they had a good looking nurse in there.
Yeah, you said there was a. Hold on for a minute. Thanks for that water, Craig. That stuff is great, man. Remind me never to drink Crystal Guy. Oh, I'm kidding. God, there's one more. Hold on, okay, Steve?
Sure.
Oh, man. Good water. Okay, so you glued it to your stomach, and you feel that Quentin Tarantino...
I think Mr. Toronto, I think, in a lot of ways, was responsible because... Now, Quentin Tarantino created a discomfort for me, and also when I started to expand after seeing a good-looking nurse, that also was painful.
You're not suing Quentin Tarantino for that, are you?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm not trying to be ridiculous, and I'm not trying to make a joke out of this.
Well, I'm not either, but, you know, it seems to me that there's got to be a line drawn here someplace. Here is Troy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I got to ask what the guy was thinking in the first place, okay?
I had seen this, and it amused me what they were talking about on the film.
This is crazy glue. Just by its very nature, it's going to stick things together.
Yes, sir. But
that whole thing in Reservoir Dogs, that was a joke going around. I'm the same age as you. That was a joke going around in junior high and high school. It was one of those urban legend things where the girl gets mad at her boyfriend and glues him to himself.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Oh,
I had seen that in the movie.
Why would you think of doing something like that? I mean, just by its very nature, it just looks like it would. You would stick to yourself. It would hurt.
Well, here's number one. I thought that they were joking because I know that the film is fictitious.
Well, of course they were joking, but just because they were joking.
Well, you know what crazy glue. You know
do it.
Okay, I thought they were joking.
But you know what crazy glue is, right?
Mr. Trainer, I know what crazy glue is. I'm not sure what it is.
You remember the commercial in the late 70s where the guy's hanging by his hard hat from a beam with super glue?
Okay,
same
I don't
stuff.
Know. I'm sorry?
Same stuff.
I don't know other than to say to you that I felt that. I didn't know if it was going to glue my thing to my stomach or not.
Well, you know, this whole thing kind of sounds like a frivolous lawsuit kind of thing to me. I mean, my God, I'd be embarrassed to stand in front of the judge.
I will tell you this,
I did that.
I will tell you
myself.
This, sir. If you stand there and your children are laughing at you, and your wife's calling you Elmer, and your husband—they
shouldn't be laughing at you,
sir. Do you have children?
Yeah.
Do you want us to have your children standing there laughing at you?
I would be too embarrassed to even let them know I did something that stupid.
I had to go to the hospital. And I will tell you that with a doctor making his little jokes, et cetera, et cetera.
All the doctor said to you was, interesting choice of lubricant, right? He was trying to make a joke out of it, probably trying to ease your nerves so that you were in a hospital setting, right?
Well, all it did was humiliate me.
I don't know. It just seems like that's totally in defiance of the law of common sense. I don't think anybody else should have to pay for your mistake like that.
Well, sir, I don't want nobody to pay for my mistakes, but by the same token, I don't want my wife calling me Elmer and... That can, you know,
well,
singing the Mr. Ed.
Things,
well,
won't call you Elmer.
My kids are humming the Mr. Ed theme, you know, that kind of deal.
I don't. What does that mean?
Oh, you know, about the glue factory.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Here is Mission Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Well, my comment.
I just wonder how many of these people have children who are calling in.
Well, I've got kids. That last guy said he had kids. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. What bothers me is that this person is. He's made a mistake, and granted, for whatever reason, it seems rather absurd to me, but it's his mistake, and he wants to gain by suing someone from it. And
why can't
I just
they have a warning? Why can't they put a warning someplace on the tube?
Sir, there is a warning on the tube.
Not about gluing your manhood or anything
well,
like that.
But a crazy glue tube is very small. If they were to put a warning against everything that it will stick to... Or that it will adhere to, there's no room on that, on the container.
No, but I'm saying, why can't they put, because the Reservoir Dogs movie had been very, very famous. People had seen that. as a result of that, why couldn't they have put, you can't glue your thing to your stomach or something like that? Because the film had just been out.
What do you mean, as the result of Reservoir Dogs, they're going to put on the box, do not glue your thing to your stomach. Is that it?
I just don't...
Okay, never mind.
Sir, I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm sorry for laughing.
I have children who laughed at me. You know.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the absurdity of this of the situation.
Well, ma'am, that's like calling me stupid. That's like calling me stupid.
I am not calling you stupid. Maybe you feel stupid after having done this. But I am not calling you stupid.
No, ma'am, I feel humiliated. I feel wrong by the Quentin Toronto and by the credit.
His name is Tarantino, not Toronto, okay?
Sir, the thing is, I don't think that you should. Everyone wants to sue for one reason or another.
This is true, yeah.
Our insurance rates are crazy, and because of things like this, you should not sue the crazy glue company or Mr. Tarantino.
I don't believe in frivolous lawsuits, okay? But I feel that my attorney tells me, and what I wrote down, I told my attorney what the doctor said, interesting case of lubricant. He says that that's mental cruelty. And
you got a lawyer that's trying to suck a lot of dough out of a law. You know what, man? These cats, all they want is the retainer.
I trust Mrs. Blazingame. It's not a he, it's a she. Okay.
Well, what, does that suddenly make her more moral? The fact is that she wants you to sue this guy to get whatever you can out of the case. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
For your call. Huntington Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from Huntington Beach, and I'm just listening to this on the radio. And I don't know, this man's point seems absolutely ridiculous to me. I work with students who are 7 years old, and I can't imagine one of them doing something so crazy.
Well,
and as far as the humiliating things happen to people all the time that their family laughs at. But if you're going to do something so silly, then you need to be able to take the criticism.
Yes, ma'am. But my question is, and I'll ask the host of the show, and I have also asked my attorney, too, if it can be proved that Mr. Tarantino put a subliminal message in his movie for me to glue my thing to my stomach.
I don't see anything subliminal about that. It's not a hidden message.
No, but if there is backward masking...
It was just a foolish trick.
If they put...
Well, what backward masking... You say that they put in a backward masking message saying, glue your thing to your stomach.
I don't think it was backwards. I think it was a direct statement. Nothing backwards about it.
Telling you to or just talking about it? No, directing me to do it.
Using your name?
No, sir, not using my name. Mr. Henry, I know you think I'm crazy, and
I don't think there was anything subliminal about that. It was just a joke that they were referring to.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Well, we may be wrong, but that's our opinion here. This whole idea that there's a subliminal message in Reservoir Dogs asking men to glue their manhood to their stomach with crazy glue, right?
Utilizing the crazy glue, yes, sir.
Okay, how come more guys aren't doing it?
There may be. I'm the only guy who has the courage to sue.
Oh, so there's guys all over America gluing it to their stomach and too humiliated to sue. Is that it?
I don't know that they're aware of what is going on. See, when you put it in that context now, see, it makes more sense, doesn't it? That there may be millions of American men who have glued their thing to their stomach. And
well, you know what? I saw Reservoir Dogs, and I never did it.
Well, I don't know which version you saw.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean, what version I saw? I saw the American version. Which version?
Well, my understanding is that the DVD doesn't have the backward masking, only the VHS.
Okay, the VHS is the one that I saw.
Well, then you should have done it.
Well, no, I didn't do it. I didn't hear the... I wasn't directed to glue it to my stomach. Here is San Marcos on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I'm really trying to be objective as possible about all this, and in a lot of senses, I feel really embarrassed for the guy. I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, and your comment is?
Yeah. Well, my comment is that it seems that he's embarrassed and he doesn't know where to direct this embarrassing situation, and so I think he's leading it towards a very, very He's taking it out on Quentin Tarantino and the superglue company.
Well, no, wait a second. I mean, it's in the movie, and I don't know if you're familiar with the movie, but it's right there in the movie in black and white, okay?
Oh, I've seen the movie, believe
me. All right, then you know what they're saying.
Quentin Tarantino is one of the greatest auteurs.
Okay, that's great.
One of the greatest film people.
I don't know what that means. I know he's a great filmmaker.
And if you let me talk for a second,
okay,
then maybe
you're saying that Mr. Tarantino had it in his movie about gluing your thing to your stomach.
And even though you got the idea from the movie, there's no way that you could blame a super auteur like Quentin Tarantino or even a super glue like super glue for your stupid, irresponsible acts. Now, that is something that...
I don't know what he means by auteur.
It's a filmmaker, right?
Right, of course.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm not in the Southern California of the University Filmmaker School, okay? I'm not no filmmaker.
Okay,
I'm a working man.
That's not the point. The point is,
I'm not all fancied up like
you. You are a 38-year-old... person, right? A 38-year-old
Yes, sir, I am, and I'm a father of two.
And a father of two. That even scares me more. I'm sorry, but you're a father of two.
Sir, I'm not all fancied up like you at the film school.
Do not have any direction. You don't have any direction on what you know, on what you're thinking
about. I don't
about.
Sit around drinking,
now, look,
drinking cappuccino and having my movies, looking at all my movies and stuff, okay?
Okay.
I'm a construction contractor.
I don't use
all kinds of big words like you.
Big
and
words.
I go see all
is
the...
Is super glue too big of a word for you, sir?
No.
Is
when
Quentin
said,
Tarantino too big of a word for you, sir?
When you said otter
you
or whatever
what
that word...
It wasn't
sir?
Otter, it was auteur.
Do you understand that you glued your pills to your stomach?
Hey, I did it. I went through the humiliation. You tried. Tell me you don't...
I'm curious as to what your perversions are.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
Oh, there he goes. He hung up. Okay. That's it. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Okay.
So he hung up on me. And it hit right about the moment when the guy began referencing perversions. 1-800-449-8686. Is he calling back now? Hold on for a minute. Yes, sir?
Okay. I don't never want to talk to no film student about autism, or I don't know what it...
Auteur, and yeah, okay, he was a film student.
I don't never want to be humiliated by some kid who sits around drinking a cafe latte, and oh, let's go see a film that's in black and white, because I'll hang up.
All right, I only have time for one more call, okay?
I beg your pardon?
I only have time for one more call. Omaha on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just want to say that I think the whole reason he's doing this is to get money. It's a complete... thing to get money.
I'm standing up for the rights of people.
The rights of people. Have you ever read the back of a crazy glue thing? It does, in fact, say, because I have read it, it should not come in contact with any skin whatsoever. So, geez, maybe that means every part of your body that has skin on it?
Are you calling me stupid?
I did not say that. I'm just saying you should think about things before you do them.
Did you read the back of the crazy glue box?
Yes, I have read
okay.
the back of the
does
crazy glue.
Does it say
glue.
Don't glue your boobs together or anything like that?
Why would I even think
okay,
of it?
Okay, because here's my point. Here's my
maybe
point.
Maybe if I glue my boobs together, that would hurt rather badly to pull them apart.
Wait a second. Here's my point, okay? When you say it does not specifically say on the box foreskin, does it?
Yes, it does say that.
No,
it should not come in contact with skin. What do you
any,
think that means?
It says any skin, right, ma'am?
It does. It says skin.
It
what
doesn't.
Does that
no,
mean?
No, no. It doesn't say foreskin.
Okay, that means not my. It means I can't glue my fingers together, but anything else is fine.
No, but it doesn't say foreskin.
Well, it doesn't say don't glue your boobs together either.
Okay.
Sir, ma'am,
you say what you want, ma'am, but the day you glue your boobs... God damn it.
I'm not
what?
Glue the day you glue your boobs together, you call me then, okay?
Oh, I'll do that, because that'll be, soon, because I think about that all the time.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, there he goes. He hung up again. That's it. All right, ma'am, thank you very much for this afternoon.
Bye-bye.
It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449. The day you glue your boobs together, call me. Hey, come to think of it, never mind. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. I just saw Sarah Jane Olson on TV. She was on locally on Bill Handel's show on KFI in L.A. and a lot of play on CNN. And I used to live in St. Paul, in Minnesota. I used to work in Minneapolis for WCCO. And up there, you know, I mean, it's, well, how do I put this? They're kind of, they're politically liberal, but they're socially sort of conservative. In other words, there's an old saying, and it goes something like, down south, they say they don't like black folks or white folks, but everybody lives next door to everybody. Up north, everyone says they love everybody, but nobody wants to live on the same street with them. And that's kind of the way it is in some parts of the Midwest. I mean, you know, Martin Luther King even said that Chicago was more racist when he went there than any burg that he ran over in Mississippi. When he finally got to Chicago, that was the granddaddy of all racist pits that he'd been in. And that was, you know, hey, you know, L.A. ain't much better either. I mean, all these cities, you know, we went through our growing pains as a country, and I'm not here to indict anybody, okay? But I will tell you this much. If I'm baking cookies for the PTA, or I'm, you know, I'm putting together a dinner theater presentation for the old folks' home of Hamlet, or whatever it is that I'm doing up in St. Paul, and I had put nail bombs under a cop car, I ain't saying that she did. But if she did, guess what? You're going away for a long time. I don't care whether your husband loves you. I was trying to think about this. Maria suddenly was busted by the FBI tomorrow. Are you Maria Sanchez? Yes. And they got her for, you know, relations with a zebra or something. I don't know. I'd stand by her. I understand a husband. I know exactly how he feels. I'd stick right with her. I'd sort of, you know, maybe keep my distance, but no, I'm kidding. You would. You know, you love the woman, you're going to stand by her through thick or thin. I'd be a little shocked, but what the hell, 20 years later, different person, right? But don't you have to pay the piper? Don't you have to pay for your sins? Don't you? See, the famous line is, if were it to happen to you or me, we would, wouldn't we? I don't know. I'd try to get out of it. I'll tell you that right now. I'd do the best I could, hire myself. I'd run, man. I would go. Mexico's looking pretty good down there now. They got a brand new president, and he's pretty good, this new guy they got down in Mexico. This cat's actually going to get some things done if he doesn't get shot first. I would split. You know, that's all you can do. Throw yourself on the wheels of American justice. As good as we're doing and as much as we've evolved and as fine a society as we've got here, you know, they're always occasionally somebody's getting screwed. Somebody's getting raked over the coals here in America. When it's you it's happening to, man, this place ain't so hot to be living in. I don't know that I want to take my chances with American justice. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Have I got some stories to tell you. When the right time and the right place occur, I have got some stories for you. I don't believe in this bullcrap about, well, you know, on the average, man, everything is really good here. When it happens to you, it ain't no good. Now, this Sarah Jane Olson, maybe she ain't the person. Maybe it's a complete mistaken identity. But if she did stick nail bombs under a cop's car, causing one to retire, the other to forever, as long as he was a cop, look under his car before he got in it at the beginning of a workday, which is what this cop did. Every day he'd look under his car to see if somebody plugged a bomb under there. And now she's up there laughing her rear end off in the Bill Handel show, and she's baking cookies. You know, what would I do? Why didn't Handel just smack her around while he was in this? Handel, why didn't you just, excuse me, Sarah Jane, can I just whap? Don't you think that's an instance where you can strike a woman? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686.